Justin Fluke with you now, joined by Riverside Girls Coach Tim Stillman. The Lady Cyclones are 5-7 on the season and coming off a tournament championship. Three wins last week down at the McLeod Tournament. Always nice to get outside league play, see some different competition, and get outside of 3A and 4A schools. Coach, you beat Pleasant Ridge by 14, beat McLeod by 11, and then beat Caraparavel by 30. So not only three wins, but three wins by double digits. Congratulations. I know you and the girls had to feel pretty excited the way you played last week.
Oh, yeah. They were pumped up for that. And, you know, they're always excited whenever we're playing teams that are in our own class. But it's a tournament where historically that's where we turn our season around and kind of get on a roll again. And I thought everybody played well, and we saw a lot of good things coming out of that tournament that, you know, let us know today we're competitors. So it was a good time.
What were some of those good things? I mean, what maybe impressed you the most, or what were some things that you saw from your girls in that tournament that maybe you hadn't seen as consistently earlier in the year?
So we've kind of, and, you know, we had some gaps in it with girls not getting in the right position and covering certain things. And, you know, we was able to close those, and they understood it a little bit better in a film session. So that was a huge thing right there. And not being sped up as much on offense. They was able to settle in on their offense, and they was able to get some things done, which opened up some different looks that they weren't able to see. And I think our assist-to-turnover ratio was finally in the positive, and that was a good thing for them.
You played on Tuesday this week as well, just last night at Holton, and that was another competitive game. You've had a lot more competitive games in the Big 7 League this season, and first time against Holton in the makeup game last night. It was a six-point contest, but, man, you were right there in it, had certainly chances. The game was pretty close throughout, a 10-0 run, I think, in the third quarter had you right there in the game. But just a few plays here and there, and I guess free throw shooting was something that you probably would have liked to seen a little bit better as well.
Yeah, free throws have plagued us pretty much all season. You know, I would like to see us shooting in the 70% range. I think we're scratching right around that 46, 48% range. So, you know, the girls understand it. They know it. It's something that we constantly drill and practice every day. And, you know, we're going to kind of up the ante tonight, tomorrow, going into our game Friday night. But, you know, I thought that consistently they moved the ball well. We was able to get the ball inside. We had a few breakdowns on defense when we went to a zone, but overall, I thought they played pretty good.
You mentioned the game coming up Friday. It's at Axtell. It's your final non-league game of the year before you go through a second time in the Big 7 league schedule. But, you know, you still look at things here. You've won three of your last four and a chance to kind of get another win. Hopefully, if you can play well, really have a chance to kind of let the girls build some confidence, it looks like, right now.
That's kind of the plan right there. And, you know, coming into McLeod, we talked about it in our team meeting. And, you know, I told them, I said, we have an opportunity to hopefully go win four of these next five. And I told them McLeod would be another one. It would be great to go 5-0 through this stretch, but it was going to be a tough game. So we're looking forward to Friday night, hopefully get back on track again.
You bet. Well, best of luck in that game, and then starting the league schedule with the home win against Sabet the next Tuesday. Look forward to chatting with you, Coach, again next week. Thanks for your time, and good luck.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Tim Stillman, head coach of the Cyclones. We'll talk Riverside boys basketball next.